Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, Eve Jacques.
Hi, Eve. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today, Eve?
Well, I got one of your letters in the mail, Arch Top Fiber Welcome Special.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely help you with getting set up for service, or unless you've already signed up?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Great. All right. So I'd be more than happy to go ahead and get you set up for service. What is your service address, please?
Okay. It's 910 Columbia Street. And we own the whole place. I got two letters from you guys. One to, you know, apartment one and the apartment two.
But okay.
Both ours, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. So it really doesn't matter at that point. All right. And what township is that in?
Hudson.
So 12536, I think it is.
12534.
34. Sorry, I was off by two numbers.
Almost.
That was close. Yeah, I always forget Hudson's for some reason, even though I drive through it almost every week. All right. So I've got it here. And this is for a residence, correct?
That's right.
All right. So it does look like your in-service date is expected to be December 15th. What we can do is we can pre-order, get you in the system. That way we get everything all settled. And then on the 15th of December, we give you a call to schedule. Does that sound okay? Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right. And so I'm taking it that you had received the direct mail for the 1 gig for the $69.99?
That's right.
Okay, because our regular price is $79.99, but what we're having right now is the promotion where if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, you get $10 off your monthly bill to make it $69.99, and that's valid for 2 years with no contracts. So you're able to cancel at any time.
Fantastic.
All right, perfect. And that's the plan that you would like, because we do also offer a 2 gig.
I think let me give this one a shot. Out of curiosity, what's the 2 gigabit?
So the 2 gig would just be twice the speed. It is $99.99 normally, but if you have the auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, it would bring it down to $89.99. So regardless, it would be only a $20 difference for twice the speed.
And that would be valid for 2 years?
Correct.
Gosh. Can I switch?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Maybe
absolutely.
I'll start with the gigabit, and if it doesn't feel fast enough, I'll switch to the 2 gigabit.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
So we'll start off with the 1. And then there are many factors involved with deciding whether or not you need a Wi-Fi extender. So how large would you approximately say your home is in square footage?
Oh, it's pretty big, but I've got a mesh system and a router. I don't know. I got two networks already. So I probably don't need, you know, I'll probably use whatever Wi-Fi comes with what you have, but I assume I can plug my LAN cables into it also, right?
Yeah, there are Ethernet ports on the back.
Okay, perfect.
Absolutely. And so if you do feel like there are some areas of the home that's not receiving great coverage or having difficulty connecting, we do offer the first Wi-Fi extender at no cost. Any additional, if you were to go for a Wi-Fi extender through us, would be $8 per month per extender.
Well, I mean, you know, if you could throw in an extender, how could I complain? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then were you looking to add any voice service, like home phone?
No, thank you.
Okay. No, a lot of us are all cell phone nowadays.
While I don't think I had a home phone since I lived in Italy like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. That must have been beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I've been to Rome, and then I guess I lived in Milan for like 3 years, but that was like the first 3 years of my life, so I don't remember any of it. The only thing I remember is visiting Rome. Yeah.
My wife and I lived in Rome for 14 and a half years.
Oh, the fountains were gorgeous, though. I have tons of photos of them.
It was a lot of fun, and then finally it was time to go. But yeah, I really loved it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to revisit. It was just so much fun, and the shopping was exquisite, too. So.
Oh, you know,
My mother was in heaven. I'm not a shopper, but my mom was.
I miss shopping for vegetables. Like,
I know, having like the fresh stuff and like how everything is just grown all year round. It's not seasonal.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, everything grows pretty well. It's sort of like almost like a Southern California
climate. Yeah, because it's basically like it's the Mediterranean. I mean, that is close to the equator, so it's pretty warm all year round. So, I mean, the wines are exquisite because you've got great grape vines that are growing very well and wonderfully. My parents had a property in the south of France at one point, and my uncle had a vineyard. And I mean, it was just constantly warm throughout the entire year. So he was just constantly making wines. It was great.
You're killing me. I want to go back now.
Yeah. And then he also had date trees in on the property in the south of France. So that was really nice too. Unfortunately, he sold it in 2006 and they tore down the castle. And I'm very heartbroken over it.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, they rebuilt like a chapel-looking building to house the barrels, which to me is a bit odd. But I mean, they're able to do what they want with their property.
Right, this is true. Might have been a lot of maintenance, you know.
Oh, I mean, it was an old castle from. I mean, good gosh, it was historical. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely a good, at least 500 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was very, very old. I mean, you could just tell. I actually have a clay model of it that just sits on my desk.
Oh, nice.
We had so many events there. It was great. It was wonderful. Now, how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as your power cables? Are they through the air or under the ground? Or are we not sure?
Through the air.
Okay.
Yeah. Utility poles.
Yeah. And I mean, typically we try to bury as best as possible, but if we have to go aerial, then we'll go aerial. So, I mean, it really depends on, you know, what the property looks like and what the best way of getting you connected is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Currently we have cable and goes through the air from like the utility.
Yeah, and oftentimes we will follow the electric lines, the utility lines. So, I mean, we do have a primary focus on burial of the cables, but if the property doesn't call for it, then sometimes it's just better to go aerial.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
Okay. All right. And Eve, it's the typical way, Y-V-E-S?
That's right.
Okay. And then Jacques, I almost said it in French, but J-A-C-Q-U-E-S?
You know, there's no C in my last name. It's
just J-A-Q-U-E-S?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, my father's middle name is Jacques with a C, so.
Right. More normal, but everyone in my dad has Jacques with no C in it.
Interesting. And then what is the best email address for you? This will also be the username to log into our online portal.
Right. So it's at gmail.com, and it's just the first letter of my first name, Y, and then my last dot.
Okay. So Y-J-A-Q-U-E-S at Gmail.
Right.
Perfect. And what is the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please?
The one we're using here at 917-3266.
Okay, perfect. Is there a secondary number that you'd like to add to the account?
Yeah, sure. 6981.
You cut out there for a moment. I do apologize.
Sorry. Yes, my wife's. That would be 646-981-8197.
Perfect. All right. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
I think probably text, honestly.
Yeah, it tends to be the least disruptive when it comes to throughout the day.
A lot of times phone calls I don't even notice. So.
Yeah, I mean, that happens to me all the time. I'll miss calls day after day. And then it's just funny because I'll be able to check my text throughout the day and not miss a call.
So, yeah, better.
All right. And then just so that you're aware, we will be notifying you via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, any billing updates. And by opting in to receive those texts, you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment. So we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements or any marketing on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. You do have the option to opt out at any time through your account portal and instead receive communication via email or phone call. The typical message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And then, did you want to go ahead and sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing now, or did you want to do that on your own online?
We can just do it right now.
Okay. And we're doing it with the checking account to get that $10 discount?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the routing.
Okay, let me look that up real quick here. No, I have it somewhere really convenient. Just give me a sec here.
Of course, and take your time.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the routing number 325-08-1403.
Okay, and to confirm, that's Boeing.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then ready for the account number whenever you're ready.
Okay. I got it here. Here we go. 356-116-547.
And that was a 5 before the 47?
That's right. Three
Okay.
five six one one six five three four.
Okay, perfect. All right, and it is your name. Is there a middle initial that I need to put in?
Let me check. Yeah, you can put an A.
Okay. All right, and is this a checking or a savings account, please?
Checking account.
All right, and do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
I do.
All right. Now, just so you know, the billing cycle will not start until the date of your install.
Until it's installed, yeah, right.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right. Let's get off my other one. Mid-Hudson. A little spot here.
Okay, I'm putting in that both the apartments are one home, as you stated at the beginning of the call. Is there anything else that we should be aware of before our installers arrive at the location?
No, I mean, I have a spot where I would like to have it come into the house, like where the current cable comes in. So that would be possible.
Okay, so there's a place where you would prefer it to come into the home.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll say contact you.
Southeast corner. Yeah. And I mean, we should be around.
Yeah,
You know.
absolutely. I mean, the first part of the installation, which is when we install the drop cable, which is where we connect from the outside of your home to the network at the street, that part you don't technically have to be home for. That's why I'm putting in to call you before arriving for the drop.
Okay.
The drop
Yeah.
cable is that cable that connects to the outside of your home to the network at the street.
Yeah, because I've got a closet there, which is really pretty.
Okay. And that's understandable. And you said it was a southeast corner?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then did you have any questions or comments for our techs or anything like that?
No, it sounds like we're good to go.
Okay. I'm just going to put in the one Wi-Fi extender if necessary.
I mean, I think just put it in there because we're going to need it for that network because this we connect all the way from the back of the property, basically. So.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. So yeah. I'm putting down may need the one Wi-Fi extender if needed. That's included in price. So.
Okay.
And again, the router, the modem, and the one Wi-Fi extender are completely included in your price, in your monthly price. All the taxes and fees are also included. So you can expect your bill to be $69.99, and that would be it.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. But otherwise, you're all in the system, and you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop. One will be the confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll also have the ability to manage your account, make your payments if you needed to, or pause auto pay if you wanted to. You can also review and accept our terms of service. You would be able to upgrade online if necessary, but... Oh, there was one more thing that I wanted to add. So if you wanted to upgrade to the 2 gig, at that point, you can just call us or you can do so online.
Okay. Great.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm also going to add another note in that there is a possibility of upgrading in the future. So that way... we can provide you with the router that would support for both.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, that would be convenient.
Yeah. So it'll take a few moments for it to load, but I'll get that note in there so that they know to provide you with the one router, the one specific router.
Perfect.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, Eve. And I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Very much.
And hopefully thanks. Many more travels are in your future.
Good travels. Yes, that would be great. You too.
Thanks. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.